With chocolate treats mixed into dark chocolate ice cream, the Tillamook Chocolate Collection is a chocolate game changer. Because the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection Ice Cream. Extraordinary dairy.
Knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
I know, right? I'm actually wearing a shirt that says that line word for word. What's up? Hey, it's the Huff. You're not an asshole. I'm talking about everybody else. You are great. Hey, what's up? It's the Huff. It's another episode of the Huff Uncensored. Hope you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Don't forget today's show presented to you by the great people over at Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. And of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the games are over, head on over to Bet Online's online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker or on wine with one of their over 150 slot games. It's so cool. Go to betonline.ag right now and get in on all the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. And speaking of starting, let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
I spit all over my computer. I did. I'm so excited. Hope you guys are having a great day, but maybe not so much if you hear this story. This is what it has to be tough for people that own companies. Like, I know McDonald's is a huge entity, but they're getting a bad rap when stories like this come out, because it's not helping the perception of the company as a whole. It's just one bad apple just jacks it up for everybody. Well, and I don't know how you pronounce this little city in a suburb of Brisbane, Australia. I think it's Bouvelle. Bouvelle? Bouvelle? Bouvelle. Hey guys, I'm in a suburb of Brisbane in Australia. Sounds identical. I did it. Nailed it. Gave myself a high five. Anyway, there's a video. I posted it on my Facebook account, facebook.com/thehuffpodcast. And I believe I put it on my X account as well. But it's this lady. I can't tell if it, I don't know the color scheme of the uniforms, but she's wearing it's like a dark gray uniform, gray shirt. So I don't know if that means she's a manager or if she's just like a shift lead or if she's just a general employee. But either way, she has her dirty mop head and it's underneath, because she's holding it underneath the heat lamp that is over the French fries. It's so disgusting. What makes it worse is I was reading an article, and the person that filmed the footage said what she didn't get on camera was that there were employees reaching across her and grabbing French fries. There was actual French fries in there. And what's disgusting, one, that's a sanitation issue. Also, potential fire hazard. But I'm more concerned about the health issue. It's ridiculous. There's a lot going on in that when you think about it. It makes you so concerned of they're doing that in front of you. People can see it. The perspective when you watch the video is from just where the customer stands behind the counter or on the other side of the counter. The fry station is right there. And she's just nonchalant holding this dirty mop head and potentially dripping nastiness and potential chemicals, whatever they use for their mops, and just God knows what else from the floors into the fry area, whether it's in the oil or just on top of the fries in general. So disgusting. That's what you can see. Imagine what you can't see. If that's a way to look at things. If you go into, let's say, a restaurant and it's extremely disgusting, what you can see in the lobby, I'm not saying do it, but what I do, I turn around and leave. Because if that's what I can see, God only knows what I can't see. And it's probably a lot worse. So if you run a restaurant, just clean the lobby and just be disgusting behind the scenes, right? No. Just be clean everywhere. It's a lot easier. And once you get into the habit of cleaning everything and being on top of it, it's really easy to keep things clean. It's when people get, you know, lazy and just you have a bunch of not very intelligent individuals apparently working there doing dumb things. That's when things get out of hand. I am shocked but not surprised by this action of somebody drying their mop, their dirty mop head, over food. It's so gross. So gross. I haven't seen a statement by McDonald's Australia yet, but I imagine they're not happy. And if you work at a McDonald's, I mean, you can, and you do things by the book, that's got to piss you off when you see stupid shit like that. Or any restaurant. And you're like, God dang it, we do it right. Now you got morons like that that are just giving you a bad name. That's what sucks. Whatever industry you're in, you have a bad apple doing something moronic like that, and then everybody just kind of clumps you in with that. That's frustrating. So gross. But again, not shocking. Not shocking. And that's not just this day and age. That stupid stuff like that has been happening for the longest time. It's just now we got so everybody has a camera, you know, in their pocket. So everybody can record it, or anybody could record it. So it's, I know we want to just be like classic Gen Z, so lazy and so dumb. But come on, you know, there's been stuff like this. I remember there was a guy when I worked at a Quiznos, and we're like, hey, go mop the lobby. Okay. And then all of a sudden I see him like scooting by me. I was like, where's the mop in the mop bucket? He's off. I have a better way to clean. And he just put towels on his feet. I was like, dude, you can't do that. You can't do that. Oh, just people do dumb things. He was so proud of himself. I'm like, okay, I appreciate the creativeness, but you need a mop bucket so you could actually clean everything. Not because, so dumb. Oh my God. Hulu is coming out with a show called Virgin Island. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? This is what they said. Virgin Island will host a bunch of hot virgins at the island resort where they will look for the one. Throughout the 10-episode series, the contestants will go on dates and participate in romantic activities as they prepare to renounce their V-cards. I mean, how many people all of a sudden are just going to, you know, they're like day three and all of a sudden they're like, I'm out. And so is he or so is she type of thing. You know, what if it becomes Virgin Island becomes Orgy Island? Oh my God, that'd be a horrible way to lose your virginity is with a big old disgusting orgy. Sorry, I went there. I did. Bunch of awkwardness. Here's what's terrible about this idea is it maybe not this first season, but if it keeps going, if there's some success, you know, some jerk, most likely a dude, is going to pretend to be a virgin so he can get on this show and then just like bang people. That's right. That's what it is. Because the objective of this show is to have sex by the end. Such a scummy. What's funny is Hulu isn't Hulu owned by Disney? The hell, Disney? My goodness. That's so scummy. Oh my goodness. But in a weird way, because it's funny in a sense, because I mean, that's the life we live now. There's a show for everything. I can't imagine that, let's say you're in your 30s or something like that and you're a virgin and this is how you want to lose it on a TV show. I don't know. And I don't like it. I'd be upset if I knew somebody that was going on this. I don't like it, but that's what I don't like it. I don't like it, but I mean, it is what it is. There's shows for everything. The reality shows are just wild. Like my wife will watch, which means I end up watching like Love at First Sight. That's the one where they get to know somebody without seeing them. They talk to them, but you can't see them. So you get to you essentially fall in love with them without actually seeing them. So you fall in love with their personality, which honestly that's a great concept. But then you see some people that they begin to, as soon as they see like there's this one lady, she one thing she said, he better have like good teeth, like you better not have a crooked smile at all. And sure enough, the dude had that. And then they broke up. Maybe not officially coming out saying that that's why, but it just really kind of exposes, you know, sometimes people seem a little bit more shallow. But that being said, people have standards. They have things that they like, things that they don't like. I get that. But there's another one that my wife's watching right now. It's called Married at First Sight, where these matchmakers basically do these interviews with a bunch of individuals, excuse me, and they match you up with somebody that seems like on paper you'd be perfect for. And then you meet them, and then literally you meet them while at the altar. And you decide right then and there, are you going to get married to them? I mean, and most of the time they do, but then they end up getting, most of them end up getting divorced. Big shocker. So you're like dating your husband or your wife. It's weird. Instead of dating first, you're whatever. It's weird. There's so many just wild reality shows. I think the one that just I look at and I'm like, I don't. It's popular. I just don't think I could ever handle. Obviously, those ones I couldn't handle at all because I'm married, and two, it just makes my skin crawl. But another one is called The Circle, and it's all essentially text-based. So they put everybody in these like essentially hotel rooms, and you communicate with everybody via a text chat, and everybody is basically judging you off of how you respond to things. And there's usually one or two catfishes in there, people pretending to be somebody else. It's interesting to watch, but I look at it, I'm like, I don't even know really what's going on half the time. I'm like, it is way too confusing. In a sense, like that you can do a personal chat or a big group chat. And then like if they do personal chats that are like OMG smiley face, and then followed up with a, you know, spyglass face. Can you believe what Derek said to Heather? ? Heartbreak, eggplant emoji. You're like, what? I don't understand what's going on, taco. And then like poof of air. What? I don't get it. I'm so lost. they're like throw. It's such a Gen Z. Like, I'm sure the younger crowd is just like, yeah, that makes fucking sense. My wife watches it. She's 2 years younger than me. She understands everything that goes on. I'm apparently the 2 years between my wife and I is a gigantic canyon of social understanding. She gets it. I have no freaking clue what's going on half the time. I'm like, huh? How are they? What are they saying? It's like another fucking language. I have never felt more dumb than when I watched the show The Circle. Because I'm like, huh? Huh? What do they mean? Why are they throwing that emoji in there? It's so dumb. So dumb. Moving on to some sports talk real quick. Ryan Edwards of KOA shared this video of new Broncos quarterback Bo Nix. Now, whether you like sports or not, whether you like the Denver Broncos or not, I want you to listen to this because you can use this in your daily life, whatever your career is, whatever you want to be great at, not just good at, but if you want to be great at something, this needs to be listened to. And maybe save it on your phone somehow. I'm not going to email it to you. I'm not. Actually, if you did, I could send it to you. But it's very interesting. And for somebody so young, it's so brilliant. And here we go.
Everything you do, you got to think of it as if, like, is this going to make me a better quarterback? Is what I eat for dinner going to make me a better quarterback tomorrow? Is what time I go to sleep going to make me a better quarterback tomorrow? Is what I read or study going to make me a better quarterback? So everything, I feel like going through life, I got to ask myself that. Like, and at this point, it's kind of redundant and become a pattern, but you say no to the same things and you say yes to the same things. And it's just something that you got to do if you want to play at a high level. And if you don't, it's fine. You just won't necessarily, reach those goals. And so I understand that it's the daily disciplines that are going to make the biggest results. But to me, it's just doing it over and over and over and not, getting bored with the redundancy of life.
It's interesting because you subtract the whole quarterback word in there and then insert your job or what your goal is to be doing in a career. And then it's just like, oh, shoot, am I eating, breathing, sleeping, my goal, whatever it is. I know there's a lot more in life than your career. Trust me, I know. I left a career at one of the top sports station at the time in the United States. I left so I could focus more on the family and be more present with the family. And then this came out of it. This show came out of it. But what I'm saying is, whatever, if you want to be the best at whatever it is, you gotta eat, breathe, sleep that job or that goal. And for me as a Bronco fan, listening to Bo Nix say that he is 100% in on the gig, that is refreshing. Now, obviously, words are one thing, actions are another. You could be all in on it, but you just suck, right? I don't think that's going to be the case with Bo Nix. I think he's going to be a success. But kind of like what we were talking about earlier in the week when Mark Schlereth joined the program, is that's great. All that's great. But he still hasn't done anything in the NFL yet. And fans are so far on the hope end of the spectrum right now that we don't want to get our hearts broken again. We really want him to do well. There's a lot of national entities out there that are looking down on the Broncos for getting Bo Nix. But when you hear experts like Mark Schlereth, who joined us on this program, saying that, Sean Payton and Bo Nix is a match made in heaven, and he breaks it down exactly why, and then you hear Bo Nix explaining that he is all in. He is in to win, and he is in to become the best quarterback possible. He is living the life to become a better player, a better quarterback. That's what we want. That makes me feel good. Hearing at when I take the comments from Mark earlier in the week, and then you mix it with Bo Nix saying this, it makes me excited. Makes me so excited. But I'm still so hesitant. But that being said, going back to what Bo said, it makes me want to sit down, and I need to do this after this program, sit down and go, okay, am I doing enough? If I'm not, what do I need to do more of? Do I need to get more organized, more focused? Because you know how it is in whatever job you're doing. Sometimes you can just get lax on certain things. Okay, shit. I need to regroup. Okay? I need to focus on this. Stop playing with your dinghy over there and get your shit done. And I think those are great words to live by. I know he's talking about being the best quarterback possible by eating, breathing, sleeping it, which is awesome. But using those words for you, or maybe sharing those words to somebody that, you know, is up and coming in a career, that's where, like, I hate to say this, but I used to say this all the time when I was training interns and stuff like that. And there was a point in time, I got to be honest, where I hated training interns. It just drove me nuts. You know, you can't finally get somebody up to speed, and then, you know, they either get hired by the company or they move on. And it always sucks. You're constantly training, which got very tiring after a while. But I used to say this. You need to consume yourself with your career. You just went to school to get into broadcasting. And I was like, are you in a relationship? No. Good. Don't get in one for a while. Focus. Dive headfirst into the job. And that goes for any industry, whether it's radio, TV, you know, whatever. Can't think of any other industry right now. Sales. I don't care what it is. Medical. It's a lot easier if you can just focus on yourself and focus on improving yourself to get to that next stage. Easier said than done. There's a lot of hard work that goes into that. And that hard work will never end. It won't. It might get a little bit easier for you as you gain more and more knowledge. But the more you can focus, especially at the beginning, on the front end of your career, whatever that career is, to just being 100% in on the gig, it's just going to benefit you in the long run. And then you'll get to a point once the dust is settling where you can go, okay, now it makes a little bit more sense to bring other people into my life. Because honestly, it's not very fair to other individuals when you start up a new career. It's hard. It's not impossible. I did it with my wife. But hindsight, you look at it and be like, dude, it would have been a lot easier on everybody involved if it was just me. And it sounds messed up to say. And there was plenty of times where, thank goodness, my wife was with me because she, you know, helped encourage me. But then there was a lot of times where I'm like, I was so exhausted going to school, doing my internship, and working a job. And hindsight, I don't know how the hell I did that. I honestly don't. Where I had like zero free time. But it's difficult. But it's nice from a fan's perspective to hear Bo Nix talking the way he's talking. And I don't know about you, but as a Bronco fan, my hope is really freaking high right now. Really high. High as a fucking kite. Oh my gosh. Dang it, man. Do not disappoint me. Do not disappoint me, Bo Nix. Otherwise, I will write a stern letter and I will be so upset with you.
Right, as always.
Ken knows. Ken's going to be, you know, right there with me. Hey, you know what you guys need to do? If you're frustrated with life, you need to relax, you need to treat yourself. You know, it's a great place to go, whether it's on a date or with the family or just by yourself. No worries. Go to Sugar Fire in Westminster. Amazing place to grab some barbecue. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, right next to Snooze on the south side of 144th. Follow them on social media at Sugar Fire Westie. They have amazing entrees, whether it's brisket, maybe it's you want to get some ribs, smoked turkey. I love their burgers. Their burgers will change your life. They're amazing. But there's so many great options. They have amazing sides. One of my favorite sides is their brisket and mac and cheese. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's so good. But anyway, a lot of great food options there. And what's cool is right now we're in the graduation season. Maybe you're having a graduation party and you're like, what do we do for the food? Oh, shoot, we need some good food. Well, that's where Sugar Fire in Westminster is right there to help you along. You got to contact them. They knock it out of the park. I've talked to a lot of companies. I've talked to a lot of people that have gone through Sugar Fire for their catering needs, and they all say the same thing. Wow, so freaking good. Everybody just, you know, was hammering the food. It's so good. You got to check out Sugar Fire in Westminster. By far, my favorite barbecue place in the state of Colorado. Nobody else comes close. It's family friendly, perfect for date night. But like I said, also a great place to get those, you know, your catering needs met, whether it's a graduation party, weddings, birthdays, even those big meetings at work. They're there to help you out. Check out Sugar Fire in Westminster off 144th and Orchard Parkway. Follow them on Instagram or Facebook at Sugar Fire Westie. Go to their website, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. Hey, you know what? If you got a long weekend or, you know, you just want to chill and geez, man, we're talking about it a lot. Like, you know, do some self-care. Go to Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's the only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. You got to swing on by. You can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. They got pre-rolls. They got edibles. And they provide everything you need to consume it with. How cool is that? They also have 7 big screen TVs in there, so you can catch your favorite sporting event, host a watch party, watch the circle. I don't know, but I'm sure you could watch it there. They also have Nintendo Switches to rent, so that's a great deal for you. So you could just chill, watch some TV, maybe play on the Nintendo Switch, but they also have coloring books, playing cards, a bunch of free board games, dominoes, all that cool stuff. Plus, they got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. They have tons of events going on all the time. They got comedy shows on the first and third Friday of every month, live music, open mic nights, drag bingo, craft nights, puffin paints, game nights. Twice a week, they do Texas Hold'em games, and so much more. It's so cool. You got to go check it out. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. And by the way, Thursdays is Ladies' Day. Hey! And ladies, you're going to get 20% off all day at Jad's Mile High Smoke. Jad's Mile High Smoke is just 9 minutes from Coors Field. You got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there at Jad's. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. That would be a fun thing to just go do. And just chill at Jad's and playing like Mario Kart. Oh my God, that'd be fun. Ooh, that could be a fun watch party. I wonder if you could do that. Ooh, I know some people that I used to work with over at Mile High Sports, and I never got the invite, bunch of dicks. They used to do like Mario Kart night, and they would all go to somebody's house or to the radio station and just play Mario Kart against each other. That would be kind of a fun thing to do. Get high and play Mario Kart. Hey, you know what would be fun to do right now? Because we got a bunch of stories that I kind of want to rifle through. You know what? And some of them, I don't think they're right.
What is happening?
Complete nonsense.
That can't be right. Oh, my God.
Do you know that allodoxophobia is the fear of other people's opinions? I have that. I seriously do. I don't want to hear anybody's opinion because I assume my opinion is right. I'm sure you've probably met people like that, that have the allodoxophobia, where they have their opinions. Oh man, I can't remember who it was that I was talking to not too long ago that had this. Like you could tell that they forcefully asked me something, but then as I'm giving my opinion, you could almost see their eyes just glazing over of, I don't care about your opinion. I only want to go back to my opinion. And sure enough, like, and it was like within like, say, 3 seconds of me responding. It's not like I went on this long rant about, you know, some miscellaneous thing. I was like 3 to 5 seconds in, and you could tell that they were just like, they're just doing it as a courtesy. And then they're like, well, yeah. And then they just continue on with theirs. There's a lot of people out there. A lot of, and most of them are talk show hosts. They don't care about other people's opinions. That's why some of them are really good, because they're like, no, my opinion is all that matters. Interest. Now you're going to be really looking at that when you talk to somebody. And then you're also going to go, do I care about other people's opinions? I think there's some times where I've been that person that does it as a courtesy of, like, be like, so what do you think? And I'm like, oh, God, I can't wait till they're done yapping their gums. That's all I hear when you speak. Don't care about your opinion. I don't. I just did it as a courtesy. You would need to wrap yourself in bubble wrap 39 times in order to survive a fall from 6 floors up. Please, God, nobody try this. Can't believe that's even a statistic or, you know, some sort of fact. I wouldn't try it. Don't trust it. But if you wrapped yourself 39 times in bubble wrap, you'd probably die of lack of oxygen before you hit the ground. Be like, okay, we're on roll, you know, say 33, only 6 more to go. Boy, he is not moving. I don't know. Let's kick him off the building now. Did you know the Michelin of Michelin-starred restaurants is the same Michelin that makes tires? They started producing the guide and reviewing restaurants in order to encourage people to drive more. That's interesting. Makes sense. The Michelin thing, though, I think is... I've never ate at a Michelin star restaurant. I don't think I ever will. I imagine that's out of my price range. And I got to be honest, there's a lot of great places that, you know, might not get overhyped, but they're really good. So I think sometimes, yeah, it might be good if you're a Michelin star restaurant, you're a Michelin star chef. It might be good, but I'm not gonna waste my money on that shit. This is so funny. William Morton, the father of anesthesia, first experimented on himself but kept falling asleep before he could describe the results. He has a pen and paper and he's doing the anesthesia. It is just like, okay. The feeling, try however long later. Okay, administer the medicine. Okay, and he literally just puts his pen on the paper, and he's just bang. anytime I've gone under anesthesia, I always think it's funny because I always like try my best to stay awake. And I know it's not going to work. The last time I had anesthesia is when I got a colonoscopy, which, by the way, if you haven't got your colonoscopy done, you need to go do that just in case. Okay? There was somebody that was just like, I'm not going to get a colonoscopy. That's gay. Like, what do you think he's going to, what do you think the doctor's going to do while you're under anesthesia? And instead of inspecting your anus and your colon for polyps, he's going to decide to just, you know, sexually abuse you? Come on, stop it. Stop it. Now I'm gay. I had my colonoscopy. Now I'm gay. I like wiener. Shut up. My goodness, people. Anyway, get your colonoscopy done. But the last time I did that, which wasn't too long ago, and I remember they're like, okay, Scott, we're gonna roll you on your side and we're gonna begin administering that. So go ahead and count down from, I think it was like 100. And I remember like I made my eyes wide open. I'm like, 100. Like I was done. I don't even think I got the 99. It was fast. I must have a very weak system or I don't know. Anesthesia hits me good. Some people like it doesn't. I've always heard redheads, and I don't know if there's any truth to this, that redheads are a little bit more resistant to anesthesia, which will be interesting to find out because my son is redhead. So hopefully that's not the case because that's got to be scary as an anesthesiologist if you have a patient that is more resistant to things like that because you don't want to over-administer that type of stuff. But I think that's funny, the history of William Morton, the father of anesthesia, trying to experiment it, is trying to take notes, but he kept falling asleep. He's like, all right, I'm going to get it this time. Got to get it. All right, go ahead and inject. So dumb. Hey, speaking of dumb, you're going to like this one. Let's jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
Earl must be a frequent listener because he must have heard us talking about dumb Guinness World Records. Because I can't remember what the record was the other day, but we were talking about it. So he sent me a list of them, and he said, Johan, I can't pronounce his last name, currently holds the world record for farthest throw of a washing machine after tossing one 14 feet and 7 inches back in 2022. He added, back in August of 2022, Lim Kai Yi assembled a Mr. Potato Head in a record-breaking 5.43 seconds. That's crazy. I did see, he didn't put it on this list. There was a kid that won a world record for peeling mandarin oranges. I feel like I could beat this record. He did 4 mandarin oranges. He peeled them in 60 seconds. It was just 4. I feel like I could do that. Now I'm going to do it. Give me some mandarin oranges. I'm going to do 5 of them. Let's see. The Guinness World Record for heaviest train pulled with a beard goes to Ishmael Rivas Falcon, who successfully pulled a over 6,000-pound train using his beard back in 2001. I don't understand how that's possible. Like, you would think it would just rip right off his face. Could you imagine being like, all right, you have all these people surrounding you. Come on, pull it. And then he attaches it. You're like, I'm going for it, guys. 3, 2, 1. His face is all, he has a big old patch of missing hair and there's blood. Oh my God. His poor face. Oh my gosh. Anthony Kelly has the Guinness World Record for tallest stack of hats worn at once after he had 3 feet and 6 inches of a stack of various hats on his head. I feel like any one of us could beat that. It's just a matter of, do you want to? Do you want to do this? It's just weird. I don't think that's a look. Congratulations, you have something that you can say you accomplished, but I just don't think it's that great. A woman set a Guinness World Record by collecting 887 four-leaf clovers in 8 hours. That one I think is very cool. That one, that's a challenge. It's been a while since I've been in a clover field, but I don't think I've ever found one four-leaf clover. That's pretty cool. I think that one's impressive. The longest marathon on a swing was like a swing set. Not a sex swing. But Richard Scott, who's a dad of three from the UK, claimed this record after spending 36 hours and 32 minutes by going back and forth on a swing set. And his kids hated his guts the entire time. Dad, I want to swing.
No, Dad is doing something. Dad is busy.
Daddy, I want to swing.
Get away from me. Dad is busy.
What a jerk. Speaking of marathon, there's a video going around on social media. I don't know where the race was, but this woman is completing a marathon, which I've done a relay marathon when I was with the radio station, and I had the tail end. I had the final leg of it, and I want to say my leg was 6 or 7 miles, and that was a lot. I didn't train for it one bit, and the emotions from me as I crossed that finish line were heavy. I was proud of myself. I was exhausted, and I only did 7 miles. And then my buddy JJ was there, and I was just like, you know, I remember hugging him, and just like it was him and, oh, I can't remember the other person that was there. All the other teammates just left, like Mike Evans, a guy named Jake, and some other people. They did their leg, and they didn't bother to go to the finish line and wait for the team to officially complete the race. So freaking weird. But it was a lot. It was an accomplishment, and I was happy with myself. Now, imagine doing a half marathon by yourself or a full marathon, 26.2 miles, by yourself. Well, this marathon runner, wherever it was, there's video of the finish line. She's coming down the hill to the finish line, and her husband is off to the side with their two kids. He's maybe 20 to 30 feet away from the finish line, but not after the finish line. He's before the finish line. She's accomplishing this huge feat, and he's like, hey, go give mommy a hug. And good for her. Good for her. She just goes right around her kids because he's like pushing them out there. Like, hey, go give her a hug before she crosses the finish line. You fucking just idiotic. I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to, you idiotic, just so dumb. Read the room, buddy. Not a good time. Have her and the kids meet up after the finish line. But it was funny because in the video, she just goes right around the kids like, nah, mama's got to finish. And good for her, she did. Just talk about not understanding what's going on. And it's mixed reviews on how you want to present this. But the long and the short of it, because it's interesting to read people's comments on what the husband did. I think ultimately he just wasn't aware of his actions, just not really thinking about it. He just, you know, it's like, dude, did you get a hit on the head before the race and just aren't thinking? I don't understand it, dude. Your head's not in the right space. Do that afterwards. She's not going to stop the race because I would be pissed. Be like, dude, do that after. I'm sure there's going to be some sort of statement that comes out at some point, and she's going to defend her husband. She's not going to come out there and go, Yeah, he's a fucking idiot. I listen, he's hung like an ox. That's why that's why we're together. She's not going to come out and say that. She's going to defend her husband, and that's fine. We'll all say what she probably said behind closed doors. What the fuck are you thinking, dude? Don't do that. Seriously, I'm just trying to finish a race, and you're shooing the kids in front of me? My legs are hardly working because I ran so much. They're rubbery. The fact that I was able to swerve around them, that's a miracle of God. Didn't know I was able to do that. Thankfully, I didn't run them over. And then they'd be hurt. Idiot. And then, let me see that hog real quick. Okay, now I'm in a better mood. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway. Hey, thank you guys so much for joining the show. Earl, thanks for sending in those dumb Guinness World Records. I mean, I want to go buy some mandarin oranges now. And I think I could do 5. I wonder if they, because what I would do is I would pre-roll them. Not like, okay, the clock starts now. I would roll 5 of them, right? Because that loosens up the membrane from the skin. And then I think I could do it. I will steal that Guinness World Record from that child. That's where I'd feel bad. Like if I got a Guinness World Record and then you find out who had it before you, and it's like some kid that's his like accomplishment in life. And you're like, ah, shit. I'm a dick. Anyway, victory is mine. You suck, kid. Kidding. I'm gonna write a letter to Duhuff. He's so mean. It's all tongue in cheek, folks. Tongue in cheek. Hey, hopefully you have a great day. It's Memorial Day weekend. I plan on doing a show on Monday, but there's a small chance I won't. I'll still do my normal 4 for the week, but just if you're subscribed, you'll get notified when I send one out. But if you want to join the program, please do so. Hit me up on my socials at Duhuff Podcast. You can send me an email, DuhuffPodcast@gmail.com. But yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend, so stay safe and remember those who have served. That is what Memorial Day is about, remembering those who have, given the ultimate sacrifice. And it drives me nuts when you hear radio stations or, car companies that say, "Happy Memorial Day." It's not really happy, dude. You're remembering those who gave their lives for this country. And it's, that's always been a pet peeve of mine. So remember those who have fallen and honor them by being safe and respectful to others. Big thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster, a great place to grab some barbecue. Also, Jad's Mile High Smoke. If you need to go relax, go check them out. And of course, Bet Online, go to betonline.ag. It's Duhuff Uncensored. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.